Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunk Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 14th of June. I am joined in the studio today by the gorgeous Julie Daniel, the chic stylist.
Hello.
Hello, welcome back.
Thank you.
And our guest today is the fabulous Aaron Taylor, CEO of 6-2.
Why, hello.
Hello. And we're going to make her speak because I'm really mean like that. And say hello to Megan, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, Megan is with us. Megan, what is your title, Megan?
I'm marketing apprentice.
She's the marketing apprentice.
She is indeed.
She's the best.
She's like super
she's
hot
marketing
apprentice.
So to be
I've
fair,
said to Aaron, you better watch yourself because I want to nick her.
Yeah.
I could do with an apprentice like Megan.
So Megan is the person behind the marketing of 6-2. The tweeting, the posting, everything you see, all the communication that happens is Megan. So
yeah.
We just had to say hello to you, Megan, because you are amazing.
Well, thank you.
You're going to shine now. I'm really cruel. Do you want me to leave your mic on or should I turn it off?
You can leave it on.
Yay. That's it. We got her now. So we are joined. We've got a great show. Please maybe turn the volume down on your radio because these guys have been a little bit noisy this morning. So
they're very excited.
We're the quietest people in the world.
Good energy.
It's been amazing.
Vibrant, lively energy.
I just want to pre-warn our listeners in case, you know, don't want to blast their ears off.
What are you trying to say about it?
Move the microphone closer.
Exactly. You know, on the show that I was pre-show marketing was, it's going to be lively. Yeah, I was not wrong. But it's great to have so much energy in the room. We want to hear from you, the listeners.
The listeners know.
We don't know.
You can't hide anything.
No. The listeners. We want to hear from you. What are you up to? How's your week been? How are you doing? Can you believe it's almost the end of the first half of the year?
Going so quick.
Six months.
It's terrifying.
And I think somebody did mention on the radio the other day, it's about 100 and something.
Oh, no, we're not the day.
We're always doing this countdown.
Is that crazy? There you go, year gone. Thank you, 2020.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the year where it's like 400 days till Christmas and like no one can explain why.
It's so much fun. See, told you a lot of fun. But we do want to hear from you. So give us a tweet at Bunk Extra with the hashtag BeExtraBeBunker. Give us a call in the studio if you'd like to speak to us today on 01233 220035. 01233 220035. Let us know how you are, what wins you've had this month, this year so far. Give us a shout.
Yeah.
And we would love to hear from you. And also you can, as always, email us at bunkextra@gmail.com if you have an event coming up that you want us to share. We do love talking about what events are going on. And also I've just gone up on Twitter. I've just seen the picture of Aaron and Julie from earlier with Aaron and his hand on the microphone.
It looks enormous.
It's all in the positioning of everything.
Don't start us off.
They're really soft.
I have said if it gets a little bit too carried away today, I can turn their microphones off. So if they suddenly go quiet, you know, that's what I've done. But we have got some shout outs already out there. Let's have a little look, Julie. It's quite busy out there.
It is. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Yes. So let's see.
6-2. We've got one from Jobs in Kent. Hello, Bunk Extra. Can we have a Bunk Extra shout out? Join us at the free Sittingbourne Careers Fair on the 4th of July, sponsored by NAG Recruitment. There'll be 20 employers and free workshops by Tassie64, which is our wonderful Tracy Ferguson, doing some workshops on, you know, how to approach interviews, CVs, all that type of thing, helping you get back into work. So it's a great career fair for you to go to. It's on Thursday, the 4th of July, 10 till 3 at the Apple Yard in Sittingbourne. So if you follow at jobsinkent.com on the Twitter, you can get more details about that. But a great event to go to. Have you found any?
Yeah, I have. There's Phil Wilson.
Phil, where have you
Pip
been?
Drums.
Phil, have you not met Phil
I've
yet?
Not met Phil.
Yeah, Phil disappeared. He's a drummer, but he's also a business owner, and he does Inspirational Rhythms, which is drumming workshops and motivational stuff.
Oh, that's
and everything.
Really cool.
Have you never met?
No.
Have you not done the Boom Whackers? Phil, we need you back with the Boom Whackers. So basically, the Boom Whackers are like plastic tubes.
Yeah.
Of different variety and of different lengths.
Yeah.
And obviously, when you bang them together, they make a noise.
Yeah.
So what Phil will do is he'll go into a meeting, a conference or something like that, can have anything from 10 to 300 people. I think I think he said before he's had at least 400 or 500 people doing it at the same time.
Oh, wow.
And he has all the way up. He has different size of the boomwhackers, different colours. So then what he does, he says, well, okay, short red, do this. And then he goes through. And at the end of it, he has each section playing their own beat all together to make
an
one
orchestra.
Awesome,
that sounds great.
Noise.
Oh, it's insane.
Team building is absolutely amazing. Yeah, it's a fantastic thing. I know he's super busy at the moment. He's off drumming. He drums for a lot of the big people out there. So he's out and about. So
exciting new shows.
And
things
he looks
happening.
Like he's at a gig there, doesn't he?
He does. Yeah, he is. That's him. That's him on his, with his drums.
He looks very cool with his, you know, Men in Black glasses on.
I know. Yeah. The type of things he does, you know, smaller shows, but like the big famous people and all that kind of thing. So it's awesome. I think he's doing the...
Does he have dreadlocks?
Phil, no. Look, he's got, short hair. No, if it, in fact, he probably hasn't got much hair, have you, Phil?
No, he doesn't look like you, Aaron.
Why not?
No. So, but he's got... he has lots of miles, great shows, much more coming, including some local Kent shows. He's doing the Rochester Castle music thingy coming up.
Great.
Okay. You like, give me a second, I don't know what you're talking about. But great Rochester concerts. But Phil is going to be on, we managed to fit him in August, so it'd be good to catch
Brilliant.
Up.
Awesome. Is he going to bring his drums as well?
He's going to bring something. He always brings something with him. Yeah. Boomwhackers drums.
That's going to be quite cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's
Love
good.
That.
So keep on drumming, Phil. We miss you because he's so busy. We don't see him so much these days. And Athel Bray, they're not listening to the show. They're going to catch up with... but they're delivering a guide dogs talk in Scott Tunbridge. I hope it's been a good week. We're expanded our operations team, so we'll be celebrating family business over the weekend, thanks to all the good wishes for Fran. Looking forward to it. So yeah, they've got a new member to their team, expanding. Everyone's
awesome.
Expanding. It's so cool.
There's also Fruit Bowl Media.
Fruit Bowl Media.
They've asked for a shout out. They will be sponsoring Tech Expo UK.
They are.
Looking forward to exhibiting there. So that will be great.
Did I see there's a GIF in there? Is the tweet with a GIF? No.
It's a still picture.
Oh, no, sorry. Fruitworks. Fruitworks is the GIF. You go down to Fruitworks. Morning. Fruitworks co-working. We have a...
with the doggies.
Cute.
I'm just amazed that the person who did that tweet knows how to do a GIF. but yes, that's so cute as well.
Do you think they just picked the first one?
Possibly.
You know, it shows you the grid of all
that's
the...
good. Well done. They're embracing the GIF. They're embracing the GIF. I still love the GIF. Tazzy. Oh, here we go. Here's Tracy. Another busy week with Be Your Best Self workshops, meeting Mark from Be Mix UK yesterday and finding out about the great work they do with young adults with different learning abilities and also preparing for the Sittingbourne Careers Fair on the 4th of July. Tracy's always so busy. And you know what we love about Tracy? She's often busy during the day, so she always the bunker
catches up.
And the bunker, she always
she
catches
does.
Up.
Oh,
as she, and as she catches up, she tweets as she goes.
Oh,
so
amazing.
Of an evening, you're there.
Yeah, we get the notifications through.
I love it. Tracy, you're fantastic. She's an amazing lady. She's always helping and volunteering. She helps so many people.
Oh, fantastic.
It's brilliant. So we...
Big shout out for Tracy.
Big shout out. And I must give a big shout out to the wonderful Amy Nicholas from Clear Cut Venues, who is my business partner for the Venues and Events Expo, which is what we run once a year. But Amy also has her own venue finding company, and she will help you find the best venue for your meeting or business event. So Clear Cut Venues on the Twitter. So there's your shout out, mate, Amy. Okay, you can pay me later.
In Prosecco.
Prosecco, absolutely.
That always goes down quite nicely.
There's loads. There's loads going on. It's quite busy. It's lots of conversations. But what was this one here? You need to tweet this to Bunk. Oh, hang on.
I think that's.
Oh, he retweeted. Hi, can you please give a shout out to @BornAnxious2018 who nail all six of those trends? Oh, we don't know what the beginning of it is. Okay, we won't read it out because it doesn't make any sense because we didn't.
That's one thing in Twitter where you kind of like get introduced to like the middle of a conversation.
And you're like, what does this mean? What's going on? I didn't mention who we had on last week. So last week's show was a co-host was Gemma and our guest was Jeremy Hinchliffe, who is the founder of the First Aid Team. So First Aid Team obviously provide first aid training and they do all different levels for all different types of businesses. And he's just got a couple of new contracts. And it's quite nice catching up with him because his business is just building and expanding, which is great. But and also just reiterating how important every single human being should know how to do basic first aid. And it's something not just a requirement you should have for your business, but as a person.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people in schools, they're beginning to introduce it now, to introduce it to children and everything. It's just isn't it? It's a skill that everybody should have, basic first aid. So that was a really great show. But if you did miss that, if you go to bizradio.co.uk, click on the extra tab, and that was show 105. All the previous shows are there, so you can catch up with whichever one you missed. And also, there's a podcast. So you know what? Download us. And take us on your jog with you or something like that. I don't jog, so I was like, walking. I do the walking. But there's also some great events coming up. And you know what I want to do? Let's do the shout outs for the events you've got there, Julie, and then we go through what we've got. So just to keep us busy over the next couple of weeks. Let me see. Actually, no, I've got one. Okay, oh, that's today, so that's not good. They put a really good new networking event on a Friday morning. It's like, hello. We can't go to that.
Yeah.
It's the new Make It Your Business, Rochester and Shude, which is a new networking. I think it's for women, isn't it?
That's the one that Gemma and Molly are
So Gemma and Molly are there speaking today. It's for people who haven't started their own business or those that have started their business. And it's just another great networking. We do love a bit of networking. Whatever end of the business spectrum you are, Make It Your Business is for you. So that is the first one in Rochester Street today, but obviously it's something that's going to be coming regularly. So I'm sure that's going really well. But you don't make it on a Friday morning. People, why can't you come? Molly invited me. Is it Molly? It's Friday morning. I'm in the same place.
She forgets she where she used to be on a Friday morning.
Every Friday. I'm here.
Biz Radio.
I'm here, generally. Aww. I have the occasional Friday off, but other than that. And then we have coming up on the 26th of June, for any keen golfers. Do you golf? You want to golf in here?
No, I did. I did try for the first time a few weeks back, and apparently I'm a natural.
Are you?
So I'm now interested in golf.
Is Helen going to be a golf widow now?
Yeah. She's already like a guitar widow, like a gaming widow.
Have you got the attire?
No, I don't yet.
The golf?
I don't.
Okay, we can do a shopping trip.
I'll go to like Charles Tirrett and just get properly decked out.
But this is combining golf with raising money for charity. So it's the Marsh Networking. Marsh Networking, which is run and organised by the wonderful Terry Botfield. At TD Botty on the Twitter. We love Terry's Twitter handle. Everyone just remembers him for that. He probably got so many thousands of followers because everyone is like, oh, TD Botty. Yeah. He runs regular networking out there on the Romney Marsh, but he is doing organising and running a Marsh Network charity golf. Golf Day in aid of Calm. And Calm is a charity on the Marsh that supports older people living in isolation. And it's bacon rolls, 18 holes, meal and raffle. Donations from the raffle welcome. So it's great. It hasn't got time or anything. But if you go to marshnetwork.co.uk, click on the events and you can see that. And it's for great cause, networking and golf at the same time. And, you know, some people's dream, that is.
The thing that sticks in my mind from that is bacon rolls and 18 holes.
I love that. Exactly. That's such a great catchy slogan, isn't it?
How he came up with that.
Great with his titles.
What have you got there, Julie?
So we've got, there's two events going on the 11th of July at two different times. So you can actually make both of them. We've got the ZC Social Media Academy hosted by ZC Social Media again. Brilliant. So if you want to go and learn some quick wins, hear all about all the latest news and updates on everything social media, you need to get along there. There'll be some new updates, cutting edge information on social media and the online digital world. Speaker will be, of course, Zoe Cairns. There will be lots of takeaways for you and things that you can put straight into practice immediately for your online marketing. So, you know, it's an absolute must. There's going to be a 15-minute Q&A session at the end. Bring plenty of business cards, as you will also get the opportunity to network as well. And you can find out more about it and book on at zcsocialmedia.co.uk.
Can learn and network at the same time.
Oh, we like that. Fabulous. We love to multitask that way.
We do.
So that's Bridgewood Manor, 2 till 4:30 in the afternoon. And then later in the evening, you can then hop over to the Innovation Centre in Chatham. That's between 6:45 to 9 o'clock, and that will be The Business Diaries.
Yay!
With
the Business
Lisa.
Diaries
back. Lisa Central, yes.
We love Business Diaries. Have you spoken at a Business Diaries yet, Aaron?
No, no.
You need to.
I've not been invited.
You've got to go
invite
put
myself?
Yourself out there.
Lisa, Aaron wants to speak. I think she's still looking for speakers for later on in the year. So
okay.
Do.
Excellent.
Yeah, we love it. Have you, you've been speaking yet?
I've not done that June, one yet.
Lisa, I've got you sorted.
The top two. The top two exactly. public speakers
Lisa,
in the room.
I found you two need to get in speakers there. Absolutely. For the next Business Diaries.
So let me tell you what it is.
Sorry, do. Yes.
It's all about an evening of storytelling. So each session, storytellers come in. They talk through a story based around a theme. They pass on lessons learned, ups and downs of business, give a taster of life from their perspective, depending on what the theme is. So there will be no pitching or anything like that, no sales or anything like that that goes on. It's just literally some fun, amusing stories, uplifting, inspirational. Which you can just go along and, you know, sit back, kick back, relax, and have a really good evening with some great speakers.
Awesome. They're normally so fun, and it is, it's like we always say, when you're networking or you're, everything you do is networking, and meet people and yeah. you get to know
build
people.
Relationships.
You're building relationships.
Yeah,
making
friends.
Cool. It's a nice way, and it's a nice way to, it's like a social networking, but you get to hear more about the person behind the business, which a lot of people always like to hear about the person behind the business.
Of course, what's their actual story?
What's
their
story?
Where did they come from?
And over the two, this is the second year it's running now. Is it the third year, Lisa? I've forgotten how long it's been going for. There has been so many variety of stories, so some really emotional stories, some really funny stories. You can spend a whole evening laughing and crying. Remember to bring your tissues with you, ladies. Because, and you know, put on your waterproof mascara, because but it's great because then it sparks more conversations, like, oh, I didn't know that about you.
Of course.
And that's, and so great to
of
do
course. So Eventbrite, £10 a ticket. Look it up, Business Diaries.
Love it.
Get in there.
I've got an event.
Yay, give us a shout out.
Go for it.
Next Wednesday the 19th. It's the Kent Digital Meetup Ashford.
See, that's how you do a shout out, isn't it? Can I have you every Friday to do all my shout outs? Because they're just like awesome.
I'll clear your schedule.
Thank you. Thanks, Megan.
Kent Digital Meetup is a meetup for people that are in digital or just interested in finding out about it. And we have we sponsor it, 6-2. We have free pizza. Yes, I know.
Free pizza
and beer.
Yeah, beer. You can get a prosecco from
the
bar.
I know, but it's not free. It's not the same if it's not free.
No, like, yeah,
I have to
budget
see what
only goes
I'm
so far.
Next month.
But yeah, we also have a couple of amazing speakers every week from just like all across the digital sphere. So we've had Molly and she's done a fantastic talk. This week coming up, we've got Josh Whiten from the Digital Work Group, and he's going to be talking about agencies versus clients and what both can learn from each other. And then we've also got the prolific, magnificent Mark Gaisford from Red Sprout, and he's going to be talking about how to go viral in 24 hours. So you know those guys like won an award for like their social media presence at like one of the big national awards. It's next Wednesday at the Ashford Picture House. Networking from 6:30, talks start at about 7:15. Come along, meet some people in digital.
Brilliant.
Go to our meetup page to register as well.
Yep. So what is the address for the meetup page?
It is meetup.com/ Kent Digital Meetup, and we're the Ashford one.
Fabulous.
And so the Picture House, which is very cool.
Yeah.
Being there once, and it's really lovely in there.
So nice. They've got this whole like events area, space. Like this conference room.
Yeah.
It's absolutely, it's beautiful. Yeah, big projector, mood lighting. It's great.
Use it all. Put all the buttons
popcorn.
On.
Yeah, popcorn.
All the popcorn you can eat. And pizza.
We love that.
Okay, where do you get your pizza from?
From there.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, because they got the full kitchen setup. So, they just like bang them out to order.
Fresh really pizza. Good.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm there. Pizza and
beer.
Secco.
Beer.
He doesn't know.
I don't know about the beer.
They don't know they're all.
They also
they
also have a selection of Chapel Down.
Okay,
now. I've sort of soft drinks whenever I can.
Yeah.
Water. Tap.
No, it's great. And what I like about the Kent Digital Meetups is that it's a niche networking. And I think that's what we're seeing a little bit more of as well now, is more niche stuff coming out. Because there's lots of B2B stuff, which is great, useful in different areas. You have to try to see what works for you. But I think it's really great to have niche stuff now, so you can meet with people within a specific industry. Yeah. And if you're from the same industry, it's great, because you get each other. You get the frustrations that are out there. You network with a group of stylists, don't you?
I do. Exactly.
So it's
well worth doing that within your own industry and field. But the only thing is that you can then feel left out. Like, if I was to come along to your digital event, I have no idea about digital.
That's why you should come.
You'll be talking goggly doop, and I'll be like, oh, yes, that makes a lot of sense to me. Not.
No, but this is the thing.
Dispel that fear for us.
Yeah. It's like, we're really.
Why should I come?
Because so many people know of digital, but don't really know kind of where to start with things, what certain things mean. And what we wanted to do is just provide this space where you can come and learn, and like, there's no pressure or anything. So we've had talks from like Joby Stevens from Jam 96, and he was talking about making like a kind of self-funded film, like a fan film. We've had Molly talking about social media. We've had Lucy Hall talking about how to build communities. So it's really, and it's like really, really broad. We had Lou Batchelor talking about how to kind of create a context for your content. And it's really kind of accessible stuff, and it's really broad. And so if you're just interested in what all this stuff means and want to meet people that work in the industry or that aren't in the industry but use it, it's like the place to come.
That's the thing, it's not just about tech people talking about tech.
It's
owners to come and learn about the tech.
Sold. I'm there
across the board. So
it's on my doorstep.
You should come along and do a talk about like building an Instagram
personal branding
and personal branding.
Totally.
Because, you know, you've absolutely been rocking
the image.
Amanda's talking in September.
I am.
And I've actually come up with an idea of what to do now as well.
Ooh.
Excellent.
Okay, the online event opposed to the live event.
What's the online event? A webinar?
You can do webinars, you can do
like
all
a
sorts
live
of, you can do all sorts of online events these days, obviously, because the digital is getting it's becoming more. So we'll be looking at what the difference and the benefits are of doing maybe an online event as opposed to a live event. And
I must be honest, though, there's nothing like the feel of a real live audience.
Yeah,
I'm all about the live.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm a real person wanting to meet real people. And that's when I get the energy, the engagement, you get the atmosphere. You know, you can't take away from that kind of real feeling and that participation level, etc. Well, you just, with that screen, you just don't get that
it's
same
great
level.
It's great to be face to face, though, because you probably have a conversation, you have a better conversation talking to someone in person.
Of course you do, than to a screen. Online, and I get that all these names pop up and you can say, oh, hi, Sarah, Sue, Joe, etc. What's your question? But it doesn't feel the same. I struggle with that.
This is what technology's been trying to solve for like just years, decades. Like, how can you make that human connection
real through
that's what they're working on with AR, though, aren't they?
And
the AI and AR, I saw augmented reality.
Okay.
So that actually you'd put on your virtual reality goggles.
You
would be sat there.
You're sitting in your office. So it's type of things, isn't it? And it is looking at what the pros and cons and what we're doing. But it'd be, it'd be interesting. But all this tech talk, it brings us really nicely on to the thing I want to talk about next, which is the upcoming event, Tech Expo UK, which is happening in September, which, guys, is not that far away. So don't think, oh, it's September, I won't think about it. It is literally,
it'll be on our doorstep as soon as we blink.
We just talked about the run rate that this year is picking up.
In Tech Expo. And it's really good because Aaron is presenting a workshop for us at Tech Expo. So we're really looking forward to that. But what is the Tech Expo? So the Tech Expo is a one-day exhibition and seminar bringing together industry experts that can help businesses learn how to run, build and grow more effectively and efficiently. And literally the conversation that Aaron's just been having about the fact about, you know, with the Kent Digital Meetups is about bringing the people that have the technology knowledge together with the people that don't. And obviously you're in the tech industry, you must come across it all the time where there's just so many people in, so many business owners that are so naive. And I'm not, it's not dumb, it's not stupid, it's just naive because there's so much technology out there. People just don't
overwhelm.
No, it's an overwhelm. Absolutely. And it's like,
what, that's me.
From those people that maybe the older generations that still don't understand or capture the idea of social media and how that can help a business to online presence, you know, there's still, and unfortunately Paul's not around today to give us the statistics, but there's still a large amount of Kent-based businesses alone.
I think
that
he says 98.7% of all businesses have no
whatsoever. And
nuts.
The thing is, at the end of the way, whether people like technology or not, and believe me, this week I have not liked technology. I'll tell you that story later. But we need it, and to build and run your business more efficiently. There's so many different tools out there now. Even if you're just talking like CRM systems and apps and online accountancy,
you need to really ride with the wave of it. You know, you can't stay in ignorance in this day and age because we are pioneering so many new apps and online digital.
That's where software. Like the challenge comes in, because sometimes people look to technology as the solution. But if they haven't got the basics, if they haven't got like a good brand message, you know, it's like technology is like a microphone is a technology, but a mic, the best mic in the world, isn't going to make you a better singer. So it's
well, you say that.
Yeah, with AI now.
They have microphones that sound like Elvis.
Yeah,
exactly. But that's the thing, and that's why. Somebody asked me the other day, isn't Tech Expo just another exhibition? And the whole point and the whole purpose from a Tech Expo, which is something that we want to get really, really clear, it's about, excuse me, connecting those people from the businesses with the tech industry so they can learn and understand about what technology is out there, because it is, what is there, what can help them and how can it help them? Yeah. And to just basically bridge the gap, break down those barriers to understand, you know what, tech is not scary.
Tech
is something that you must have, you need to have at the end of the
day. But there's so many service providers out there that can help support you in that.
Exactly.
You can outsource, you can get people in.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's, and again, and others. It's about meeting those people. So
it is,
at the Tech Expo, we're going to have exhibitors that are going to, that provide a variety of different tech-based solutions for your business.
Yeah.
And we're also going to have we've got a great lineup of speakers. We've got Microsoft are our keynote speakers, and they're going to be talking to us about Microsoft, and love it or hate it, Microsoft is key to everybody's business. So they're going to be talking about what they're working on and how Microsoft is helping businesses. We've got we're looking at voice is another up and coming, well, it's up and coming, it's there, over 80% of households have a voice device, so it's how we integrate that into our marketing strategies now. We're going to be looking at the law behind all different types of digital law, technology law, whether it be software law or intellectual property law and all that type of thing. So we've got Will Charlesworth from Child and Child. So we're going all, you know, all legal and everything, all this stuff. We have got the voice has been covered by the very fabulous Ben Abbott, the young Ben Abbott, who is also the co-organiser of the event from Maximum Media. And we have another of the co-hosts, Richard Bell from 10 Intelligence. I really don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Are you a bit nervous?
It's going to be awesome.
He's given me like a brief outline and I've gone, what? So he's on the show next week, so we're going to
get into it
to find out what he's going to go on about. But that's going to be great. And also something a little bit out there, we've got Bill Burton, who works for a company called Dale Carnegie. Now a lot of people have heard of Dale Carnegie. It's a training company and they work with different mindsets and things like that, and Dale Carnegie's been around for over 100 years. But they're actually going to be, their talk is going to be staying human in the digital world.
Yeah,
I like that.
I'm really looking forward to that.
I love
that.
It's going to be really great. Yeah. And it's going to look at not only how do we stay human, but also obviously the generations that are coming into the workforce now.
Yeah, yeah.
They are more technically advanced than we will ever be.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's how we can help them to be more human. So as you're saying, obviously, online event, offline event, being human is still having that face-to-face contact.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's really great. So that's the talks we're going to have.
And it's not losing that emotional intelligence as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is so key because it's so quick to forget how to, you know, put yourself out there and to properly engage with people and socialise and
have a conversation,
basic conversation.
Yeah. It's about bringing the two together, isn't it? It's having that good technical, that online presence and having that offline together, bringing them together.
Yeah,
so
like
that's going to be amazing. We're really looking forward to that. We're going to have a panel discussion and we're going to be looking at industry experts about what is coming, okay? Because it's good to know what's out there now.
Yeah, need to prepare for what's
coming. But what is coming? What does virtual reality mean? What does augmented reality mean? AI? Yeah. What does that mean?
Mean
for us as a business? Yeah. How can we keep up with what's going to be? So we're really excited about that. And of course, then we have some amazing workshops. One of them has been hosted by Zoe Cairns from ZC Social Media, who's doing creating a good social marketing content. We have Hax from Prisma Broadcast, who we're going to be looking at video, which is great. We love. And we have somebody called Aaron Taylor.
Who is that guy?
Who on earth is that?
I believe he's a little bit loud.
I don't know. Some pretender.
But he knows his stuff. So in a minute, I'm going to get Aaron to tell us a little bit more about what we're going to talk about. Yeah. But I've just seen the time and we're running out of time. But the Tech Expo, it's not a geeky show. It's not an exhibition for anybody who loves tech to find out what the new tech gizmo is. This is for business owners who want to find out what technology is out there to help them run, build and grow their business more effectively and efficiently. Meet with the industry experts, make those connections, make the communications and find those people that can help you with your business. It is on Thursday, the 26th of September from 9 a.m. It's at the Kent Event Centre in Detlin. If you go to techexpouk.com, you can find out more. It's going to be really great. And as we're discussing off air, Aaron and I, it is the first for Kent. And it is a South East show, so we'll be pulling into Surrey and Sussex and South East of London. But it's different. It's not your everyday B2B exhibition. It's about bringing communities together to learn.
And like one of the things we were saying earlier is like with all the speakers, with all the exhibitors and things like that, like how often do you get an opportunity to spend a day in a room full of people like that? There's going to be so much knowledge there that you can just any questions you have around tech are going to get answered.
We're going to have round tables as well. We're going to throw some round tables in there as well. So there's going to be so much opportunity. I don't know if it's going to be long enough. We might have to make it like 24 hours.
48 hours.
Yeah, they got filled. We'll camp.
Exactly. We can still stay overnight, close the doors, and we'll get some Prosecco in.
Yeah. Day 2's a write-off.
It's going to be a great event. Brilliant. And we're going to come back in a minute. I'm going to have a quick break, and then we're going to speak to Aaron a little bit more, obviously about 6-2, and then obviously the area that I don't need to obviously give away the secrets of your talk and your workshop, but it's something different to what people are expecting. So we're going to touch on that.
Can I give a quick shout out to Chips and Dinks? They've just said, have a great show, everybody. And they're always listening, always social media tweeting as well. So I just want to shout out Bev and
Tony.
Yeah, Tony.
They've just recently Tony's just recently done our living room table. It was like oak brown and it's now black to match the new chairs that we've got.
Okay.
Fabulous job Tony's done.
The carpenters. Chic.
No, he does Chips and Dinks, so he will repair any chip and dink.
Upcycle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
right. Or like in a car, so car repairs, and I've had to use him a couple of times already.
Yeah.
Not in the new car, Tony, not in the new car yet, touch wood.
That's a really cool name. I came across the best name yesterday, in fact. It's a company, they're plumbers, but they're all women. Do you know what their name is? Stopcocks.
Love it.
On that note, we're going to go to a quick musical break. Now, don't get confused. It's not the end of the show. I wanted to play, we always have Don't Stop by Fleetwood Mac is our intro music, but it's also the love of my life's favourite song. So as we celebrate our second anniversary together, I thought we'd play a little bit more than just the beginning of the song. So enjoy this and we'll be back straight after to speak more with Aaron about 6-2 and about digital and Julie styling. We've got so much more to cover and we've only got much time. So we'll be back really soon.
and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Hello, yes, we are still here. Hopefully nobody switched off there. I knew it was a little bit confusing, but I thought it'd be nice to actually hear more of that song, because we just don't play it all the time. We play, obviously, the beginning and the end, and obviously here on The Bunker Show. So it's funny, I was out for dinner sometime a few months ago, and this song came on, and I was like, where do I know that song from?
Oh, no, you
like,
didn't.
You know when you just use it out, completely out of context?
You hear, yeah,
and
yeah.
He was like, how do I?
Oh, okay. I didn't say that out loud as well.
Although you just did.
No, I just did. Yeah, I told you a few hundred. Well, one person that's listening anyway.
You are, if you're still there, listening to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. I am joined in the studio today by my fabulous co-host, the wonderful Julie Daniels, the chic stylist.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hi. And our guest today is Aaron Taylor, who is the CEO of 6-2.
Hello.
And Megan, what's your surname?
Morley.
Sorry, Megan. I did know that. That's a bit blunt, wasn't it? What's your surname? Megan Morley, who is the marketing apprentice at 6-2.
Hello.
Hello. So we have been having a very lively conversation. So if you missed the first show, go and listen to it later, because we've been getting all just passionate about what we're talking about, yeah. Which is what it's all about. And what I want to do now is I want to talk to Aaron a bit more, because although you have been on the show before, yep. I'd like us just to touch base on 6-2. So those that may have missed the show,
yeah,
maybe in, you know, on holiday or something, they missed it. Yeah. Who 6-2, what 6-2 is, what you do, and then obviously we can start talking more about digital stuff, because we love it.
So we're a web design and development company, but we're on a mission, because I mean we've been around for quite some time now.
Nine years this year.
Yeah, so it's like, it's quite interesting when you look at the business statistics, when you get to nine years as a limited company, it's like, this is quite it's unexpected and unlikely to have a business for like 9 years.
I guess in the industry as well, though, in the tech industry, which is continuously growing and evolving, it must be really quite difficult to sort of keep up there and keep going. And
but what we found over the years is that the more we kind of focus on the basics, on the simple things, on the people that are actually going to be using this technology, is that like, it's the more traction we get, the more, you know, the more clients we get, it's the better work we do. So it's kind of, we're becoming this almost like non-technical company in a technical world. Like our product is definitely technical, but we've moved into this space of, you know, going, well, you know, the website is a means to an end. It's something that will hopefully solve a problem. But what are those problems? What's the deeper problems? What's like the bigger mission here? And it was kind of like a couple of years ago when we started like going, well, look, let's stop talking about websites and start talking about empowerment. You know, let's start talking about conversations. Let's start talking about the things that are holding people back from accessing this technology. Let's start solving those human problems. And so that's kind of sort of where we are. We're still planning, designing, building, protecting websites, but we're doing a lot more sort of outreach. We're trying to help people think about their business online in different ways and think about the relationship they have with their websites, that their customers have with their websites, and trying to put it in very human terms, you know, trying
to. So do you help with the actual message that people are putting out there, putting on their websites? And again, it's about the brand messaging, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's about positioning themselves in the right way to reach the audience and talk to their audience.
Yeah.
Do you do any work behind that?
So we'll help people to, so we know a few techniques to help people kind of refine down their value proposition. And we know what a good message is, and one that's going to resonate well on web is from one that isn't. So we do invariably help with that, because we want to structure the website around, around a sales conversation, ultimately, around a good conversation. And that starts with a hook, that starts with a reason for that person to kind of keep going. But if they want to kind of get deeper into that, then we work with partners who are able to come in and do like, you know, 1 day workshops on value propositions and things like that. But, you know, we do have, it's one of those things where we have so much experience in the room that we are able to kind of help with these things as a means of kind of progressing the project, but it's not a thing that we sell. So it's kind major added extra.
So what's your most favorite thing that you enjoy doing? Are you the creator? Are you like being really creative?
So
the design, or are you?
Yeah, it's changed. It's changed over the years. For me, it's about our own messaging. It's about our strategy. It's about our big picture. It's about I really get a buzz out of you know, looking at where the market's going, trying to identify the opportunities, thinking about what our message is going to be, and then going out there on radio shows and delivering that and like spreading the word. So I'm very much, you know, strategy, big picture, and relationships as well. Like I do.
Face, aren't you, Aaron? You're the face. You're out there.
I make a lot of friends.
It has been really sort of the last year, 18 months that you've been getting out there more.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
as if
yeah.
you had somebody saying to you, Aaron, get out there. Yeah. Where did you come up with the idea from? Megan? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's like you had a really good marketing apprentice.
Exactly. I was just in the office making trouble and Megan's like, you've got to go.
Can you tell me where the name 6-2 came from?
So 6-2 was when I was at university, like, so I'm a self-taught designer, self-taught programmer. And when I was at university, I really, really wanted to have a t-shirt company. And so as I was like learning how to use Photoshop and stuff like that, I kind of needed a brand that would just work. And I don't know, 6-2 kind of like sort of spoke to me. It's like, it's catchy. The 6 and the 2 is the sibilance and the treble. And I used to design t-shirts with this brand and posters and all sorts of things. So when you like fast forward, when we're like, okay, we are definitely starting this web design business. What should we call ourselves? And you go through all the rubbish ones. And you go like, okay, what if we call ourselves webdesigninashford.co.uk? It's like, no. But, you know, back then we didn't know what we were going to be. And I was like, you know, I've got this little project that I've been working on for a few years. And it sounds kind of cool. And it's a pretty, pretty established brand. And so we were like, look, we don't know what we're going to be in the future. So, like, let's use this. And like my argument with Helen was, come on, one of the biggest, most influential companies in the world is called Google. Are you kidding me? You
know, random. Like,
yeah. Exactly. Thank you very much. That's the thing, I think, with a business name, isn't it? A lot of people try to put in a description of what they do within the business name to make it easier, which is fine.
Mm. Hello.
Exactly.
She's stylist.
Says what it does in the tin.
Yeah. It so does.
But then sometimes it's also having that, you have the name and then build the brand around the name.
Exactly.
So people see the brand and see the name, go, right, that's, we know exactly what they do.
The brand is invariably, it's a vessel that you put your promises, your dreams, your aspirations into. In it, I think of the brand like a bucket that you fill up over time. And that's what we found when we rebranded, because we were 6-2 Design and then we became 6-2. We had this like incredible, so Mike, our designer, made this incredible logo for us, which just does absolutely everything. And when that, like, we for years with the old brand, it would just appear on like business cards on the website. But as soon as we had this new identity, it's like, you know, it's on t-shirts, it's on mugs.
Oh, you got the t-shirt? You got the t-shirt, like, out there? You
know, and it's I have to wear it
everywhere.
And it's a massive logo on the back.
You know, a good
Aaron's
brand.
Baby. But it's quite his real project.
It's quite a cool logo, though. Cool. So it's not as if
the colours are amazing
as
well.
That we
so
all
colourful.
Rally around, and we all it brings us together as a symbol of not just who we are, but where we want to be and what we want to do as well. So
great concept. I love that. Mm. So unfortunately we are running fast out of time, but what I did want to touch on, obviously, as we mentioned, you're running the workshop at Tech Expo. Yeah. And hang on, let me get it right.
Yep.
Let me get it. Stop the sales pitch, start the conversation.
Amen.
Now I know it's similar talk that you just gave at ZC Live a couple of weeks ago. So give us just the essence of what that's about.
So the best websites, the most engaging websites, involve you in a conversation. So no one likes being sold to, do they? Like, no one likes
absolutely
that sales
not.
Pitch.
No. Yeah. You know what? I'm sorry, just to interrupt. Sometimes I wish we could just go back to the days where you could just sell straight to people because it was so much easier. This is get around the houses exactly. a bit. This is what I've got.
We've got widgets.
Do you want to buy it? No. Okay, move on. Rather than this, I mean,
do you like me? Do I like you? Yeah, you know, when do you go for coffee and talk about whether we like each other? And now do you want to sell?
Hierarchy of needs, aren't
exactly.
we?
No, we're that's like it.
Warm and
that's
safe, and now we need to feel that's like, you know, we need to connect with people. But even back in the day, you know, you had a sales pitch, but that's all or nothing. That's like you buy or you don't buy. Whereas actually the smarter salesman, and this is like, you know, coming out of the 1970s when they're talking about needs-based selling and challenger sales and things like that, they're having conversations with you. There will be several instances where you go back and you revisit it and you learn a bit more and you ask questions. And it's less about, I've got a suitcase full of this and I'm going to convince you to buy it, and more about, I've got a suite of products and services and I'm going to try and match the best ones to you. And part along that might be to challenge your assumptions. That might be to help you understand that what you thought was important isn't actually too important in the grand scheme of things. And so, you know, we realize that a great website, especially if you're buying like professional services or something like that, it will engage you in that conversation and it will give you options and routes to go down and it will answer your questions in a specific order.
Okay, you know? I get it. Sorry, click. I get it. You know, like that bold moment. So yeah, I understand, obviously. Standard websites, sell, buy my thing. Whereas what you're saying is that you need those conversations, have the questions and the answers that they might ask about your services and, you know, and showcasing what's available, giving them options rather than saying, this is who I am, this is what I do, bye.
So what we've done is we've developed this process that can take you from, it's all based around what the most desired outcome is. What do you most want someone to do on your website? It might be sign up to a newsletter. It might be, you know, buy an item. It might be send in an inquiry or something like that. You start with there, and then you list out all the questions that you'd have to answer to get someone to that point. And then you go back to these questions.
It's about directing people, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the thing, even with social media, I've noticed as well. You know, when you can post something, I use Instagram massively. And it's very much about directing them to, where do I want them to go next?
Exactly,
do I want them to download my ebook next? Do I want them to go across to my LinkedIn and check out a LinkedIn article I just posted? Do I want? So you need to be literally putting the arrows out, putting the links in, showing them where to swipe, which way, up, down, left, right. And it is literally that with the website as well, from what you're saying.
But we introduced the concept of the alternate option as well, because maybe I'm not ready to download your ebook. Like, I obviously will.
You better.
But maybe I'm not ready to do that. So what other options have I got?
Yeah.
And so if you give people like a strong steer in one direction, but also give them another direction,
different options,
you can keep them in that conversation, you know. And the beauty of it is, like I said, how we're just kind of simplifying things. Like, after going through this workshop, you should be able to go back to your own website and restructure it using just text, images and links. Like, you don't need any crazy next level technology, and it's going back to
basics.
I love that.
Basics work for me.
I've just got like another 2 weeks worth of work that I've got to do now to change my website. Thanks, Aaron. I'm like, I mean, to be fair, I cover a lot of that already, but it's just, I mean, how often do you think you should refresh a website?
It depends.
Bearing in mind, we can't physically do it, or get your like, the company that does it for you.
It's more like sort of tending a garden. So there are tasks that you should be doing like daily or weekly. Then there are bigger tasks that you should be doing, you know, monthly, quarterly, and things
you
like
see
that.
My face, I'm like, oh god, but more work.
But, I know. You know, like when you look at the full suite of it, like on a sort of day to day basis, just check in with your numbers, with your analytics. You know, just, you know, do a quick search for yourself on Google and see where you're ranking. You higher or you lower or something like that. On a weekly basis, maybe, you know, write an article or something like that.
Blog.
I've
got a blog page.
Blog.
I'm terrible.
You know, weekly or like
bi-weekly. I don't
know
how to upload it. I don't know how to upload the blog. That's my problem. I'll have to get someone to do it for me.
That's a conversation for them to have off air.
We'll do that.
You can recycle, because you're quite active on social, so you can recycle
that. Yeah, use your social posts.
Yeah.
Blog posts.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're doing any videos, like, you know, put them on YouTube. YouTube will give you a transcript, and then put that transcript on your website.
Oh, so great idea.
It's like really kind of like...
It's repurposing, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. I mean, content is key at the end of the day, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So it's how you use it, where you use it. And as long as it's always at an end... clear message where you want to direct people.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess that's the thing as well, isn't it? As you say, a lot of people with their marketing or with their websites don't have a clear message of where it's leading to. Just this is what we do. This is what's going on, and this is what's this, and blah blah blah. But there's
And that's part of the problem of like when the sort of web exploded. Was that people were going around, you know, like nowadays everyone's saying you need to be doing video, you need to be doing video, and so people are like jumping on the video bandwagon, but no one's saying you need to have a reason for doing video, you know, and so many people went out, got websites created.
The thing is, they said it was your shop window. Yeah. So you just thought, oh, I just put myself in the window.
And
my bio. Exactly. You know? But it's taken that a step further.
Exactly. Yeah. It's totally different now. Like you say, like, you know, the days of I've got this suitcase full of this. Do you want some? Like, they're gone now. You need to have a conversation. But we're humans. We're social. We know how to speak to each other. We know how to, you know, if you're in business, you hopefully know how to have a sales conversation. So,
and I guess that's where it's, again, it brings the tech and the humans side together,
isn't it?
You need to have that technology there in place, which then leads you to having that face-to-face conversation.
Absolutely.
With a real person.
That doubt. Yeah, yeah.
It's just, you know what? It's nice to have somebody that just talks at a level that everybody understands and goes, you know what? Yes.
Makes sense.
I don't really...
gotcha.
I don't really think, oh, God, thank you very much for giving me more work, but sometimes you need
to... Come to my workshop.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I think that's what the thing is, isn't it? I think it's about making it understandable for the business owner and... the day of the hard sale has long gone.
Yeah.
And it's about conversation. So you can start those conversations with the website.
Yeah.
And that's what we should be looking at doing.
Absolutely.
So I think it's absolutely brilliant. Amazing. I am actually really looking forward. The thing is, I run these exhibitions, I set up all these fantastic speakers and workshops. Of course, I won't be able to listen to any of them
running around.
Because I've been running around. but I know, obviously, all the attendees that will come will really benefit from taking part, which is great. And the fun thing with the workshops is you can get people like, right, get on it, do it, and get them interactive.
That's really good takeaways.
Brilliant. So thank you so much for coming on. We have unfortunately run out of time.
You
have been really great. Well done, keeping it short and sharp and sweet. I gave them their instructions before we came on air, everybody.
We were behaved, weren't we, today?
Thank you so much. So if people do want to find out more about you, though, where's the best place for them to look?
If you want to find out about me personally, find me on LinkedIn, Aaron Taylor. Just search Aaron Taylor, I'm sure I'll pop up somewhere.
He's like looking at Megan, like, how do I, where can I find me?
That is your name.
Yeah, that is,
You can find us on Twitter, 62 @SIXTWO_tech. TECH. You can also visit our website. That's the other one.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
62.tech. Those are the main kind of places.
You'll find them. I'm sure
they're massive on Twitter as well. Yeah. Always tweeting away.
So just like, Megan, just go outside and just start shouting my name.
Yeah, Aaron. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's been brilliant.
Megan, thank you for being here as well. It was great to have you. I think it was really nice to introduce you to the world. Who you are. I know you've been getting out there as well, which is great. I have to say thank you to Julie again for co-hosting today.
Thank you so much
for
having me.
Thank you so much, darling, for being here. And we are back next week. Next week, we have another great show. I have security expert Richard Bell. So we're going to be finding out what his talk's about, because I really don't know. And our guest is Sarah Hawes of Izzy PR. Tune in next week from 11. Don't forget to listen to the Bunker Show on Tuesday. Paul has some more great guests, 1 till 3. Have a fabulous weekend. I believe the sun is supposed to show its face, so we might have a little bit of a warm weekend.
It should do.
And bye for now. Bye.
Bye bye.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders. This is Channel 2.